What's up, you guys? How you doing? It's your girl, Dee Dee, back with another episode of Dee Dee's Daily Dose. But first, I want you guys to go ahead and jam out to a little bit of Future and Zaytoven.
When I drop a tape, the murder rate increase. Fuck all that poppin', I stay with some bands. Shout it so yellow, she stay with a tan. Diamonds on me, got some rocks in my hand. Fuck the police, gotta stay with the can. I tried to top off a regular rate. Shout it on perk, this a drug addict date. I got the torch, I can't give it away. Ain't no remorse, you get hit in the face.
All right. So you guys, today we have some very special guests in the building. To my left, we have Mr. Jesse Roscoe. Everybody say hey. Jesse, tell the people a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jesse. I'm the shit, all that, the good shit, everything. The good shit.
The good shit?
All the good shit.
Okay. And to my right, we have Brittany Jones. Brittany, go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself.
My name is Brittany, and that's all you need to know. Yeah.
Ooh, okay, so of course you guys know my podcast is all about, you know, telling your truth and being transparent about who you are. And I feel like Jesse is the perfect person to have on a podcast, for one, because he's an open book, and for two, he's hella interesting. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. Jesse, tell us a little bit about how you were raised and where you're from.
Oh, shit. I'm from Birmingham. And how I was raised.
First quarter. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What?
Tell us about yourself.
This wine is really getting to me. But how I was raised, I don't know. It was just, that shit was rough as fuck, my God. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean it was rough as fuck on God? Can you go a little bit in detail?
In detail? I don't know. Like, my parents, they was together, but shit, they were never at home. Shit, you can say me and my cousins and shit, we raised ourselves and shit.
Why weren't your parents at home?
It's always working or some shit, or partying or some shit. Just always gone.
Did they have you when they were young?
Hell no, they were old.
They was
old as hell, probably like 30. I don't know what the fuck they was doing. I don't know. I guess they didn't live their life up to the fullest when they were young.
So you think because they didn't live like they wanted to when they were younger, when you guys got of age, or at least old enough for you guys to be at home and be responsible, they kind of...
Oh, yeah. Just let us do what the fuck we want to do.
So tell us a little bit of... Tell me a little bit about your mom and dad. Like, describe your mom to me and then your dad.
So my mama, she like... My mama more like me. She like mean and recluse and shit.
Recluse,
yeah.
Okay. Word of the day, what
oh,
that
yeah.
mean?
Like, she was just didn't tell nobody about herself for real. Like, didn't nobody know nothing about my mama for real.
Okay, yeah. And what about your dad?
Oh, he was real vibrant and shit, like, emotional than a motherfucker. Oh, God, too emotional.
You said it was, so is he no longer with us?
Oh, yeah, he passed in February.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you been through that.
I mean, but the listeners didn't know, so dang. Fun fact, you guys, me and Jesse used to date, and I learned something really interesting today because we dated in high school. And I learned today that I took Jesse's virginity. I did not know that. Yeah. So just side note, Jesse, how was it?
It was amazing. Breathtaking.
It was a motherfucking bomb.
If I could say so myself.
For real? You for real? Breathtaking. Yeah. You saying that because we on the podcast.
No, I ain't saying that because we on the podcast. We was trying to say your shit was trash or something.
I mean, I know. I don't want you to be putting on. I want you to be honest.
That shit was great. It was great. You feel me?
Okay. Whoop whoop. Back to the topic at hand. Now, you said that your dad recently passed. How has that affected you?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. That shit fucked me up. For real.
Were you guys really close?
Yeah, that was my nigga. For real. Like, we did a lot of shit on God. Like, shit. We did a lot of shit on God. Like, shit. If I was beefing with somebody, shit, he had a gun too, or some shit like that. It just, he was whatever the fuck I was with, he was with that shit. Like, if I don't got anything, shit. If I wanted to be a motherfucking murderer, shit, he'd probably be proud that I was a fucking the best murderer that I could fucking be.
I met his dad as well. His dad was super duper nice, really, really sweet, and he was just really charismatic and like an optimist. He was like somebody who would brighten up the room. So I definitely can relate to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Brittany, where are you from?
I'm from Eufaula, Alabama.
I'm from Chattanooga.
What are you currently doing in life? And Brittany is she's gonna be in and out with us, you guys. The podcast is mainly kind of a reflection of Jesse, but because we have Brittany in our presence, we definitely want to shine a little bit of light on her. So tell us a little bit, just a little bit about you. Don't give them too much, but just tell us a little bit about you.
Right now, I'm currently in grad school.
Okay, what are you taking up?
Psychology and counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basically like a grad assistant. I supervise like college students, girls who grew up in like an alternative living, and they need a place to stay, so they come to us to live.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do for fun? Like, what's a night out for you?
Honestly, I'm in a point of my life like what's fun, because it's like I'm always doing something.
Okay, are you doing things that are like productive and you don't really have like a social life, or
like I have a social life with all my friends getting married, they ain't got relationships, so I spend most of my time doing my YouTube.
And okay, shout out to YouTube page, girl. Get you some followers.
It's 20K. This is for real. It's 20K.
Okay, so it's Jawana K.
Yeah, you just hold up. I just told my name.
No, like you said it four times. You said hold up. I just told
That's her code name, you guys. Her real name is Brittany. So now I know that you said that a lot of your friends are getting married and things of that nature. Are you currently single?
Yes, I'm single.
Why?
Living my life. I love the single life. I'm content by being by myself.
Okay, woo woo. Jesse, are you single as of right now?
Yeah, that shit fun.
It's fun.
Why are you currently single? Why would you say that you're single?
I don't know. I already know I'm too much for somebody anyway.
When you say you're too much, what do you mean?
I'm like bipolar and shit. I don't know. Just like one day I might wake up and just be like, mad. I don't know. That shit just crazy.
Do you feel like that's not something that people would be interested in?
Yeah. Nobody want to just be with somebody who's different every day.
Everybody's different every day. Honestly, people, relationships are full of like unpredictability, if that's a word. But you have to think about it. Like, some people wake up and realize or find out that they don't love the person they're beside anymore. So
I preach that shit every day because I'm like that. You feel me? I'm like that till times 10.
All right. So we're going to be right back with you guys. Right now we're going to turn up to a little bit of, I don't know if this is, okay, Left the Bank. I'm sorry. Young Dolph, Left the Bank. We'll be right back with you.
I just left the motherfucking bank. Yeah, I just left the motherfucking bank. Probably got them racks on me 10 times out of 10. You know I got a scrap on all the gold and diamonds round my neck like I'm King Tut. You ain't seen me, bitch, then you ain't.
All right, so guys, and we're back. Now, so before we went on break, and I really wanted to wait for he brought this out because I had so much other things to talk about. But now we've crossed that bridge and we're here. So now, we'll you turn to bring it back.
All right, no, talk about that shit. Go ahead.
Okay, see, he's switching up on me already. How old were you when you found out that you were bipolar?
Young as I can fuck
on room.
I was always in and out some shit. Go ahead.
Okay, Brittany says she has a question. Go ahead, Brittany.
Like, are you diagnosed? Or is this some
self-diagnose
yourself? Like,
just
self-diagnose yourself or what?
Speak up just a little bit. So she asked him, was he self-diagnosed or did he diagnose himself?
I'm diagnosed. Medicine and shit. When I was left.
And so, what changed about you or the people around you when you found out that you were bipolar?
Shit, don't everybody know so shit. I mean, people could tell shit.
Really? Yeah. I couldn't tell until you told me. I just thought you were like mean as fuck sometimes, but you just mean as fuck anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm mean as fuck anyway.
So do you feel like it affected, did it affect like your life at home or was it just like, okay, well we knew he was moody so now we just have a name for it or?
Like my mama like that too. She moody as hell. She ain't moody. She just like one minute she'll be mean and the next minute she'll be nice.
Is she bipolar too? No.
No, I think so.
You think so?
I need to ask.
You should.
She be tripping too. They're like I be tripping too.
So growing up, was that something that you struggled with, or how did it affect you, like in school and as far as dating or friends or anything like that goes?
That shit affected everything. From friends to relationships. Like, I just ain't want to get close to nobody because I already knew shit like that to drive people away.
Really? Like, so, not to bring myself back in it, but shit, I'm here. So, in high school, like, because we dated for a really long time, mm-hmm. What made you feel like, okay, I feel like now it's okay to date somebody or get close to somebody and this won't affect what we have going on?
That shit just something I wanted to try. I dated somebody before you though.
Don't be saying that like that now. I'm just saying, but don't say I dated somebody else before you.
I mean, that shit was just like on some bipolar shit that we broke up.
You and that person or me and you?
Everybody. Like me and you, me and that person, the person after you, the person after that.
So what, I'm saying, in those instances where you felt like it was okay to confide in that person or like let yourself be free with that person versus when you kind of scared away from it because you felt like it was going to scare people away, what changed your perspective on it or made you feel like taking that leap?
I always want to try some shit regardless anyways, but that shit's scary though at the same time, like somebody being there every day and then they not being there no more.
So you have a fear of like being left alone?
Whatever the fuck, being left alone, mm-hmm. I try my best to be alone anyway.
To avoid people leaving?
Yeah. People leaving. So I avoid people in general.
Now, this is just like a fun fact. I guess it's like a fun little story. We got into it one day in high school, and when we got together, I knew who's bipolar or whatever the case was, but we were arguing, and he was just like, it's one nigga on my right shoulder, and he's saying, work it out, and it's another nigga on my left shoulder, and he's saying, fuck it. So, I was just being dumb. I was like, fuck all three of y'all, and I just hung up in his face. But, honestly, for me, like, dating somebody who was bipolar was exciting as hell, because I never knew what I was gonna get, but at the end of the day, like, it was all love. It wasn't, like, extreme, or even if it was, it wasn't something that I couldn't deal with or something that I couldn't love on and mend. And I just honestly, even him saying it like nobody would want to deal with that or be a part of it, like that's some bullshit, because like when you love somebody or when you care about somebody, like you'll deal with what you have to deal with in order to make sure that person okay or to be with that person. Now Brittany, do you have any stigmas when it comes to dating or anything that you try to stray away from?
It's kind of crazy because my ex boyfriend was bipolar.
Really?
Jesus.
But he was diagnosed like from a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know, but I kind of knew.
So
I
so was it that, because we both know her ex, was it that he didn't like disclose it initially, or was it?
No, he was just diagnosed like 3 years, 4 years left.
Okay,
like, I knew because like how he used to treat me and the things he used to do. Because for after we broke up, yeah, not long ago after we broke up, he was like, he stopped me. Like,
I remember,
like,
that.
Something wrong. You remember that time we was at your house and he called me like 100 times?
Yeah. I thought it was like a nigga in love, though. I didn't think it was like, no. I'm gonna stalk you, you know?
No, he literally used to walk to my house. But my God, I stayed far from him.
That's like, love if a nigga ain't got no car and he gonna walk to your house.
Walk to my house.
It's hot. Hot.
It's hell outside. Walk to my house because I broke up with him. And I was like, you know what? We ain't together no more, but I would take him home. So on my way taking him home, he jumped out the car.
No, but the car was moving?
While the car was moving.
No.
He jumped out the car.
Did it hurt itself?
I don't know, because I just shit the door and turned right around and went home. I went home.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Know, after I left state, we broke up. Went to UNA. And he was blowing on my phone, harassing me. You left state because you were doing this and this and that. I'm like, you was the only person I ever had sex with. Like, I'm going to do an internet state.
So he took your virginity.
Yeah.
So even though you guys were, he was bipolar when you guys were dating, did that affect you guys' relationship at all? Or was it something that made it interesting, exciting? Was it miserable?
He wasn't on his meds. So, a bipolar person are not on their meds. So, of course, they going to be up, down, everywhere. They ain't in their right mind. So, around that time, it's like, I didn't know what was happening because didn't nobody know he was bipolar until...
He didn't know either?
No.
Okay.
Until, like, some years later. But now, you know, they're trying to find him correct meds, whatever, you know. But hopefully he's doing good. Pray for him. So, haven't talked to him since then. But
knowing now that he was bipolar when you guys were dating, does that like explain a lot of maybe things that went on in a relationship? Does it kind of help you understand him a little bit better?
Yes, but you really don't know when it happened, because mental illness is kind of like predisposed, meaning it can offset at any time of your life. So, you don't know if he was bipolar when we broke up or in high school. So, you really don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that... You know, maybe I broke up when they were off season. You know, I got five bad pussy. You know?
Sent them into a psychotic break, girl.
Girl, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh,
hey.
Oh my goodness.
I know it too well.
What do you know too well, Jesse? Because, y'all, he's sipping his wine, talking some, I know that too well. What you know?
That five pussy had your ass tripping. Walking to the house, like 20 miles.
Have you ever had an experience where a girl had you doing something crazy?
No.
Never. You've never had an experience where you were just kind of like, you took a look in the mirror and was like, nah, I'm tripping. I'm not myself.
That could be anything, though. Like, I can
say, I'm talking about in a dating situation.
You know what I'm saying? I can send like a long text and be like, damn, you tripping or some shit.
Yeah, so what?
You know what I'm saying?
What's a situation
shit.
Where you were dating somebody and you just kind of felt like you weren't really yourself, or you felt like you was doing too much?
I do a lot of crazy shit, though.
Just think.
Some shit that I did that was fucking crazy?
Yes. That was like, oh my goodness, why am I doing this? You ever been scammed? Ever been catfished?
Oh, I'm like, I don't even try to talk to people, so I'm trying to catfish with this.
So you had, when's the last time you asked somebody on a date? Oh my goodness, oh, y'all. I wish we had video, because that eye roll was iconic. So you don't know when the last time you asked someone on a date?
I don't know. I don't even try. That should just...
Really?
That should be like... I feel like it's pointless, man.
When was the last time you slept with someone?
Probably like...
Tick, 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 tick.
What the
tick.
Day is, Sunday?
Today is Saturday.
Wednesday, probably.
Wednesday? So you had sex with someone. So, you had sex with people.
I was on the fast. I'm like... May 12th to June 18th.
May 12th. That's a good little month. So, you're like having like casual sexual partners, but you're not really dating?
Yeah, you can say.
What's the reason for that? Is that like more fulfilling or is it less of a risk?
Less of a risk, more so than more fulfilling. I don't really need sex.
Do you love the girl?
No, which girl?
The girl you currently banging.
Oh, no.
No? Mm-hmm. She's just laying it down. No love.
If you know me, then motherfuckers fall in love with me before I fall in love with them.
Oh, God. Brittany. Are you able to be in, I guess, the friends with benefits type of relationship?
That's what it is. Friends with benefits.
I
say no.
No? Why is that?
Because it's more intimate. Mm-hmm. And people always say, oh, it's just friends. But, of course, somebody gonna end up falling in love. Somebody gonna want more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, you know. With my pussy, you know.
Okay, because she let that pee fly, baby. Pussy.
I'm a virgin. But,
Oh, she's a rich.
So you don't do the friends with benefits?
I ain't gonna lie, I have tried, but this is not my cup of tea. Like, it's not gonna work.
Why is that?
Like I said, somebody gonna always feel different. Somebody gonna be like, oh, we just friends. And y'all gonna have that miscommunication.
Mm-hmm. Somebody gonna get hurt.
Yeah, somebody gonna get hurt.
Honestly, I've never ever been like the friends with benefits type of girl. Like, either you gonna love me or make you love me. Like, we not gonna sleep together and not be together. For one, I can't really lay with somebody that I don't love.
Yeah.
I'm just like, my mom calls me a hopeless romantic. It's just not in me to just do the whole casual sex and then, you know, talk to you later, or, you know, you gonna bang me then go bang somebody else. Because I'm real big, I don't do community dick. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't share dick. You mind? That's it. And if somebody not really with that, and that's why I'm really big on transparency. Like, I can respect a dude so much who can meet me today and let me know I'm not looking that serious. Just a good time. And that's key for I'm just trying to fuck. You know, if you let me know that, then I know I'm not really with that. I'm going to let you know that I'm not really with that because I'm going to lead you on or put you in a situation where you feel like you was going to get something that you weren't. So, I mean, I just don't do friends with benefits. I'm built for a relationship. I've tried to talk to two people at once. It didn't work. Like, one of them may have a call. So, I was taking him to his homeboy house. His homeboy stayed in the same apartment complex as the other dude that I was coming to see. So, I was, like, breathing hard in the house. Like, I was ready to go. I was uncomfortable. And I wasn't sleeping with either one of them, but I was dating both of them. And so, I'm just like a one-man type of woman. I don't have a cheating bone in my body.
I was saying it at first, but I tried it, and I'm like, no, this is not for me. That I ain't about that life. Honestly. About
the friends with benefits?
Yes, I'm not
you
about
caught feelings?
Life. Yeah, I did.
I would every time. Like, and I'm not ashamed to say that, because, I mean, some people capable of hopping on the dick and then being on to the next one, or, you know, sleeping with multiple dudes at once. It just ain't in me. Like, I just can't fucking do it. Like, bitch, you're gonna love me. And that's gonna be all that it is to it. So that's why I'm very particular with who I give myself to. Because I can't, you know, I turn crazy in a minute.
But I was trying to see what this would mean. I was trying to play it as though, you know, I ain't gonna open up to him. We just gonna fuck. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't open up to him. But we were fucking. So it was just like, I caught feeling somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we really weren't communicating, like, what we were until.
So how did you deal with sleeping with somebody that you caught feelings with, but in his mind it was a casual situation? Because honestly, that's
in my mind it was too, but over the time, you know,
it grew into something else. And that's a situation that I feel like a lot of people run into, because honestly, everybody not built for casual sex. Even if you are, who says that this is not gonna make you like fall in love or fall for the other person? Because sex is a soul tie. Mm-hmm. So somebody's getting something out of it. You guys are exchanging things. Some people become immune to that stuff and some people don't. So like, you could go into it with the intention of, hey, you know, this is just a little casual thing, or I'm just trying to get my rocks off. And then some months down the line, you don't want to share this person. You really want to be with this person all the time, and that person might not be on the same wave as you. Just do you feel like you more of like a relationship type of person, or more so you'll be cool with the whole the friends with benefits type of thing?
I mean, shit, I can do either one.
Which one would you prefer?
I prefer the relationship shit. Some shit that's solid.
You prefer a relationship?
Yeah.
Over the whole friends with benefits thing?
Yeah.
What?
What the fuck? That's a surprise.
I'm sorry. I just didn't think. Surprise. Because you just said that you had the whole stigma with the people getting too close and things. Give me the password to your phone. People getting too close and things like that. So I just felt that it was easier for you to, you know, be on some solo dolo type of stuff versus, you know, actually trying to be with somebody.
I don't know. That shit more safe than friends with benefits. Like, when anything can happen with friends with benefits.
When you say safe, what do you mean? Like STDs or feelings or which one?
Mostly STDs, but feelings and shit too.
Definitely understand that. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's always safe to have one person and then a bunch of them.
That's what I'm saying.
So, we'll be right back after these messages, y'all. Enjoy some of that City Girls. Give me the cash for the wearing ring. Fuck it. Put some ice on my neck. Cash money, watch it bling, bling, bling. I was talking about the block high. But you want a bad bitch, you should watch your socks. Get a piece of tip or a nigga milli rock. Time up, yeah, game of a shot clock. You ain't got that bread, you ain't got a shot. Cause I'm that bitch, yeah, real hot. It's your Miami and I don't play with niggas. Just got jealous, it's my pussy red lit up. These niggas come correct, you better have figures. Rocks got a rest and my titties got bigger. All y'all hoes be so bad. I've been in the game, y'all hoes ain't hurt. Got your baby daddy begging me to eat the cake. JC on the track, we ain't gonna play take off. I stay high and ready like Lil Caesar. I need a nigga who gon' swipe them visas. Don't bring down my neck, my bag. If you ain't gon' cut that check. If he break your bread, you better fuck with that nigga. Yo. But if he don't, you better cut that nigga. I always in my DM say I'm stuck up. But when I ask you for something, you say you fucked up. Hell no. You ain't talking all that flash. That nigga fuck. You ain't ready. That nigga fuck. I'm a fly bitch. She a freak bitch. That's the difference. And all you broke, crusty ass hoes. He wanna fuck with a raw bitch. Lie, pretty face, white teeth, not average. I need 4-5 insight, savage. He my. All right, so guys, and we're back, and so. I think one of the things that all of us here have in common is growing up in the hood. So Jesse, like growing up in the hood, like what was it like for you? Like
that shit. After a while, that shit just got fun to me.
When you see, what was like? What did you face like fighting and like
all that shit? Oh god, that shit. I don't know. That shit built me to who I am today, though.
But what would be some of the reasons why you would fight, or
I have no idea, bro. Either it was me just on some nut shit, or some niggas on some hating shit or something. Or shit, like somebody fucking with my homeboy or something. Like my heart big as fuck. Like I'd be ready to fight for you before you even want to fight for yourself.
Have you ever got beat up?
I got jumped. I ain't even gonna say I got beat up.
Oh, tell us the story about how you got jumped. What happened? Please, come on.
What the fuck me? What?
What made them niggas jump you?
I was the youngest nigga with a fucking iPhone. I had an iPhone in the ninth grade, bro. That's like 2008, bro.
Oh, my God.
I had like the iPhone too, bro. Nigga tried to steal my iPhone, bro.
Okay. Whew. So someone tried to steal your iPhone 2, mm-hmm. and you got to jump for it?
Yeah.
Can you paint the picture like Tim Story?
I'm just outside, walking. We was at the club. We used to go to the club a lot. I'm like, shit, it was a club. We used to go to the club every week when I was in eighth grade.
There definitely were there were teenage clubs, and you had to be like 13 or something to get in. But we didn't have IDs anyway, so you just walked in.
You'd be like 8
Definitely know what you're talking about. So go ahead.
I was calling my ride or some shit on my phone, and shit, my homeboys and them had left me. They had went like shit, probably like 100 yards in the parking lot. You know the parking lot big as fuck. And I'm on my phone and shit, texting and shit, trying to call my ride and shit, and some niggas just grabbed my arm and dragged me and shit and started kicking me and punching me and shit. We started fighting and shit. That shit just how it fucking went down. Somebody got shot that night. That shit was supposed to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to find
the
shit.
The Lord.
And them niggas was like my homeboys came back. They were like, shit, what y'all trying to do? Whoop the whoop. Security guards came over that whole shit. We walked to the gas station. And them niggas had came over there to the gas station. I think they were like...
Pause really quickly. Hood niggas have stories the funniest fucking way. Yeah, so we walk and shit, whoop the whoop. What the fuck do whoop the whoop mean? Please, like...
I'm filling in the blanks without filling in the blanks. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, that's another thing. They say, you feel what I'm saying? You know what they're saying. But go ahead.
We fucking walked to the gas station. I'm still calling a ride and shit. And them fuck niggas came over that whole... They had to be like... fucking 18, 19, cause them niggas had beards and everything. I'm like fucking 14. They came over the hell with guns and shit, talking about some what y'all trying to do, whoop the whoop. Just got to shoot at the gas station. One of them niggas got hit. I think he died that night. I don't even know the fucking
one. Oh my goodness. Wow.
And that was like my first real experience to hood shit. Real hood shit.
Now, what were some of your experiences growing up, Brittany? I think you're feeling this wine a little bit.
I'm not. I'm just letting it story.
Ooh, the woo.
I feel like it's the same to everybody. Like, you learn your lessons in the hood. You learn who your friends are. You learn that your family ain't always your family. It just... And like you said, sometimes you got to make it as it is. You got to have fun. You got to make it what as the hood is what it is. Sometimes you have fun. Sometimes you don't.
Did you ever get to fight?
Growing up, like elementary school, I got to find, but middle school, high school, no. In elementary school, I went to a county school, so children kind of scared of me because I'm black.
But
was in a whole new environment. Went to a city school where they want to whoop your ass because you're the damn new student, but I ain't get my ass whooped though. I ain't never get fined. But my
period.
I know his story. My family got to find his hoe to with somebody in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Now you jumped in.
Well, yeah,
I
don't trust you. My mom was in the fight. My dad was in the fight.
Oh, everybody, shit.
Everybody was in that fight. The whole house fought. We fought together.
I can only think of one particular situation where I see somebody get shot, and it was in a project. I'm not gonna say which one. And we were just at the playground. I was in like middle school, and I had my cousin, who's currently dead. God bless the dead. I had her kids at the playground, and it was like maybe 5 or 6 dudes came around the corner. They had like handguns and machine guns, and that was coming for this one particular dude. The dude came outside on the porch. He had on a bulletproof vest, and he had like an AR in his hand. It's like all the other dudes went running in the opposite direction, and he stood on the porch for a little while, and when he turned around and walked back in, I promise they came from like every direction just shooting as he was walking through the door. And so I took off running, because that's your first instinct is to run. But then I'm like, oh shit, my cousin kids still at the playground, so we had to go back and get the kids. But somebody had grabbed them and brought them to us. But like the dude died the same day, and like the news was out there. It was terrible. But it's just kind of a give and take when you grow up in a certain environment, and it just kind of teach you what to stay away from and like what you want to be a part of. Now, I know with all of our experiences of growing up, like, kind of rough, the thing that's really hard to watch now is where, like, people rather shoot than fight. And where I grew up, like, you was fine. Like, you went up shooting, and if you lost, you lost. But now, in today's society, people are so scared, I feel like, to get, like, embarrassed or to get their ass beat. Or maybe they just don't know how to fight. So, like, the first thing they go to is guns. Like, what you think about that, Jesse?
Hit it right on the head. Shit, niggas scared to lose, goddamn. It's too many camera phones and shit. Everybody gonna be recording the fucking fight. Nigga ain't even trying to even take that hell. They finna go shoot your ass before it even get to the point where he finna be on camera, going live, getting his ass beat.
Do you understand that, or do you wish it was different?
I wish the shit was different. I don't wanna see nobody die. I don't wanna see nobody die or go to jail.
Over no fight.
Especially not no fucking fight.
If you are put in that particular situation, like, how you feel you would approach it?
What you mean? Like, if fighting or some shit?
Yeah, like, to fight you know, you out with your girl, it's your birthday, you know, you just left because your closest friend, if you're in the room, somebody try to fight you.
Damn, that shit different. I'm, like, fueled with emotion, goddamn. Ain't no telling what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Okay, so it's just a Sunday at the park, and you bump somebody by mistake, and they want to fight. What's gonna happen? You gonna shoot or you gonna fight?
I'm gonna fucking fight. I like to fight. I used to always fight. I used to fight my cousins, my fucking uncles, everybody. I used to try to fight everybody when I was little.
So what advice do you have for the people who would rather fight? I mean, who would rather shoot than fight? Like, what words? If you could speak to that particular audience of people, what would you say?
What the fuck can you say, bro? That shit just... I don't know. That shit ain't, I don't know, that shit crazy as fuck. It's, I ain't even got the platform to tell them to chill with that shit. Cause shit,
but if this is your platform right now, right here, today, what would you say?
I don't know, life too short for that shit. You don't want to go to jail over no shit like that. Especially if you got kids or some shit. Like, niggas be having kids, like 3-4 kids, and be wanting to shoot people and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. They be young as fuck doing that shit. 20 years old, killing people and shit. 23 years old.
But honestly, that's like the underlining of a lot of the rap, like we listen to, like, fuck that and the fight nigga be shooting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they got a way bigger platform than me. They gonna reach way more people than I will. But if I could, should I tell them to chill out for that shit? But shit, that's what I was raised around too. Niggas wanna shoot before they come.
Joanna, what do you think about that particular situation? Well, it's either people nowadays, they have to choose between find somebody and losing or just taking somebody's life. And they choose the, of course, the lower end of that.
Well, I lost my brother like some years ago.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like in 2013 after I left Alabama State.
What happened?
He got shot. So I wish, like, today I always say, you could have just robbed him and took his money and did sit. But you can never, you know, give somebody life back. He got his life, yeah. Even though he locked up, but we can't get my brother back.
How old was he?
The guy who shot my brother?
Your brother.
He was 23 at the time. The guy who shot my brother, we went to high school with him.
Really? Y'all went to high school with him, and he came back to, like, rob your brother.
Mm-hmm. My brother was taking him home one night. He asked my brother for a ride, and he tried to set him up.
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Shot him in the car.
And left him in the car?
Mm-hmm. Shot him in the head.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear
that. So it's like, you willing to waste your life for over a couple dollars that you ain't gonna never see. Yeah. Oh, some bullshit, and you could have just, like, robbed them and left it at. So two lives are gone. His life is gone and my brother's life is gone.
Over a couple of dollars. Yeah. So if you could speak to the people who are in those situations right now, knowing how it affects you and knowing how it affected your family, knowing that it was something that was so senseless and could have been prevented, what would you say? Or even if, take it a step further, if you could speak to the person.
And it's
honestly, I really don't even have nothing to say to the person because he really doesn't even seem like he's sorry. When we saw him in court, he had a smirk on his face.
Really?
When he apologized. So he looking as though, you know, I got 25 years and I'm probably 15 at the most. I'd be out of here. So he gonna have a life. He probably get out late 30s, early 40s. So he gonna have a life. My brother ain't gonna never have a life. Like, his family can go see him. We can't see my brother. We gotta go to the grave site to go see my brother. So I really ain't got nothing to say to him.
Hmm. Wow. Well, we're going to vibe out to a little bit of 2088 talk show.
Disrespecting me. I mean, you know I fucked up too with the phone you wasn't looking at. I found out, but if we in the same house, the same building, and you can't interrupt a happy home that's still building, you all a sneaky ass nigga.
The fuck is you saying? Who are you talking to? Never call you a bitch, but who are you barking to? Look, you disrespecting me, calling me a lying ass nigga. Who are you trying? Am I on trial? Are you not the number one on my speed dial? You know that you tripping, you need guidance. You got these people inside our business like you and I is. You probably didn't even catch that, did you? You're too undivided. You're too undecisive. You're too one-sided. You the type to kick me out the house after I buy it. And then talk to me like you the pro and I'm the one that's been providing. I hate talking about what's private when we not in private. Cause I don't wanna say nothing to piss your mother off. Since we inviting everyone in the bedroom, let's take the covers off. And talking about how you fucking what's his name who's so fucking lame. I wish I would've known before I took the rubber off. Got me questioning like, is this even love at all? I used to see my future in your eyes like the crystal ball. Looking for some feelings in the lost and found. Contemplating, think of how we supposed to hold each other down if we can't even hold a conversation. You take the sex away, then what else are we left to lay in? I'm tired of fronting for these people who ain't got our back, cause to them it's all entertainment. And they not looking at us like we real people or like we up here just fucking playing. The time's the only thing we can't afford, why would we waste it? How we...
Alright, so we're back. We actually went to get some pizza and some wine, but we forgot the wine, but I think we've had our fill. You want to hear Jesse?
Yeah, I'm definitely here.
You want to hear Brittany?
I'm good.
All right. So now I definitely walked in on the tail end of a conversation, and the topic was eating booty. So, Jesse, do you eat butt?
I'm not really a butt connoisseur, but I don't know. It just depends on the situation. If my partner want their butt ache, then... Who am I to say no?
You're also one of the people who is okay with having friends with benefits. So if it was just one of your little casual friends.
Oh, no. Hell no.
So
it'll be somebody that I'll ride your fault with.
So what's the criteria to get their butt ate by you?
Just seem like, well, be clean. Not even seem like you're clean, but be clean.
So you don't have to know them well in the van. Just got to be clean.
Yes, can I finish?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And we got to know each other real well. Like, I gotta know that your hygiene up the par. And that I ride your fuck with you. I gotta ride you like you to even want to consider doing some shit like that.
Would you let somebody eat your butt?
Hell no, what the fuck?
Why?
That's nasty.
But then nasty the other way around.
Nah, because I know women gonna make sure they shit ain't got no hair on that hoe. All that type of other shit. Feminine shit.
You think people really go through those steps to
if you don't get
you paying for waxes?
Oh God, I'll pay for a wax if that's the case.
Come on, mom.
Hmm.
Huh?
I come.
Brittany, have you paid your butt ate before?
No.
Really? I am shocked and shook.
I can't. My booty ate before.
Is that something that you looking forward to?
Uh huh. I heard it felt good, girl.
It's weird at first because you're like, oh, what's this just going on? Then you just kind of accept it. Like, all right. Mm-hmm. Would you eat butt? Would you eat
no.
Guys?
She looked at you like, what the fuck?
You wouldn't?
Boo-boo come from that.
I definitely feel you. I mean, if they clean it, it's not supposed to be.
A nigga.
Yeah, niggas don't clean that shit.
You don't clean your butt?
I clean my shit well, but I know other niggas, I know a plethora of niggas don't clean that shit well.
That is so funny. I think guys don't think that it's okay to clean your butt often. Yeah, I think that they think that it's not cool, or that it's a shot at your manhood if you clean your butt often.
Yeah. So how about the little thumb up the booty if they do this? Like anything, I guess, and dudes want to have a little thong up their ass. So, have you ever had
that
done to you?
How long done to me?
Yes.
Hell no, I did it to somebody.
Are you opposed to that?
Yeah, I'm opposed. You don't supposed to even play around back there.
Not even a little.
No, none of that shit. If you even fuck around like that, you gotta go.
Really?
I feel like you just disrespected me. Yeah, anything. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Even if I make
you can look at it too hard, don't be mad.
What about you? Have you ever put your finger up somebody's butt? Really?
She said,
"I haven't." I think that's gross.
Did you was like, really?
I'm like
you did about four times.
I analyze everything, so I just be smelling my hand all day, afterwards. So I just
gotta wash that.
I'm not opposed to it though. Like,
now you got
the pink eye.
Definitely got pink eye. You definitely got pink eyes.
I'm not gonna lie, like, when I get married, if my husband, like, on my finger up his butt.
If your husband want to finger up his ass, you need to
check
his ass.
Think about
check his phone or something.
Check his phone for what?
Yes.
You ain't even fuck with that shit.
Yes. That's.
Like, the sun don't even see that shit, so I know ain't nobody even fuck with that shit.
That's where you would get the most pleasure. Allegedly.
Allegedly, I don't know. There's a lot of alleged shit. Bill Cosby shit alleged, but the shit ain't no telling what the fuck going on.
He's found guilty.
By a bunch of white people, though.
Oh, we're not finna do this. So, what for you is like a, I'm never doing that? What in the bedroom? What for you, Juwan? What for you is I'm never doing that? I don't care how hard life gets or who I'm in love with, I'm never doing that.
Licking booty.
Licking booty?
Yeah.
Outside of licking booty.
Second toes?
You missing out, girl. Not second, I'm getting them sucked.
Okay, I get my toes sucked. I ain't gonna suck my toes.
There's no better feeling in the world. You not sucking on toes?
I'm sucking on toes.
Okay. What about you? What for you is an absolute, outside of the booty play, what is an absolute, like, no-no?
I don't know.
You ain't tried it all.
Yeah, ain't got no off limits besides the ass.
You had no off limits?
Besides the
ass.
You suck
toes?
Yeah, I suck some toes.
Really?
Yeah. What the fuck you smiling at me like that for?
I know. Oh my goodness, you guys, we'll be right back after this. I'm like, oh shit, we gon' tear up this bitch. Pull out a stick when you put up your fist. I'm like, these niggas done fucked up my fit. Funny how heaven and hell coexist. Funny how life can put you in the mix. I sold the pounds and go hustle the bricks. I booked studio with the trap money. LeWayne used to come get the bags from me. You still asking niggas for gas money. I look at these rappers like crash dummies. I look at these bitches that fuck with these rappers like, bitch, you just fuck with my last homie. Keisha can come get the last from me. Heaven can come get the last from me. Harmony can come get the last from me. Halo can come get the last from me. Mom, I hit the trap today. I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yo, I hit the trap today. I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yo, I hit the trap today. I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, tell her let go have a bite. Tell her let go have a bite. Yo, I hit the trap today. I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, I hit the trap today. I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, I hit the trap today. I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, treat every night like it's Saturday night, like it's Saturday night. So we're back, and I have a question for both of our great participants. Before we play a quick game, But so the question is, if you can go back and change one thing about your past, what would it be and why? So, Brittany, we're going to start with you. What would it be?
Nothing. Because everything I've been through and everything I've experienced made me the person I am today. So, it's pretty funny because me and my friend was talking about it today.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me the same question. And I was just like, yeah, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
What about you, Jesse?
Shit. I don't know. It's a lot.
Pick one.
Probably like trusting people I wasn't supposed to trust. Put myself in situations I wasn't supposed to put myself in. That ain't have shit to do with me.
Fine for people?
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate?
Just, I don't know. Like, falling in love with people I wasn't supposed to fall in love with.
What happened?
It just was, I don't know. It just wasn't reciprocated.
Did you get your heart broken?
I wouldn't say that. It just was a bad experience. This shit was an eye-opener.
Was this recent?
No, that shit probably like a year ago. That's recent.
That's pretty recent.
A year?
Yeah.
This shit seemed like a long time. This seemed like yesterday.
So, you fell in love with this person, and how did you know, like, that they weren't on the same page as you?
I mean, shit, it just, you do shit for them, and that shit go unappreciated and shit. Like, you drive miles for them and buy them shit and all type of shit. They just don't appreciate that shit.
What was the wake-up call for you?
Probably her not coming to my father feeling.
That recent? That was the wake-up call?
Yeah. Like, my heart big as fuck on God. Like, you can do a whole bunch of shit to me and I'll forget your ass.
Were y'all, like, still dating when your father died?
Sleep. We was talking. Well, working on trying to get back together, but whatever.
And you asked her to come and she didn't?
I didn't even ask her to come. But she knew, though.
I mean, that's kind of a sticky situation. Because to me, if I'm not asked personally, mm-hmm. then I'm going to take it as this is something that you kind of want me out of. So to speak, like to be there for you in that moment and while you're mm-hmm. going through the situation, but you don't ask me to come to the funeral with you. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I probably would have asked if you wanted me to come, mm-hmm. but I don't know. It's hard because you didn't ask.
But it's like
so.
Other girls that I like slept on came, but I chose you and you didn't come. Over all them girls.
How she know you chose her?
I mean, shit, I spend most of my time with her, shit. All the time that I could spend with her. Opposed to, I could have been doing other shit.
So you think the time that you devoted to her was your way of letting her know that you chose her versus actually saying it?
Shit, it was more than time. Shit, I said it too, though.
What you said? You told her you love her?
Yeah.
She said it back?
Yeah.
But she probably love you.
I doubt it.
You doubt it? You think she was saying it to pacify you?
Not necessarily. Just to say it, just to. Well, yeah, you can say that.
So, are you guys still talking now?
Oh, no, hell no.
Really?
All my exes talk to me. You the only exes that talk to me.
But that was recent, though. That was like 2-3 months ago.
You know what I'm saying?
So, did you kind of like let her know that you didn't appreciate her not coming?
Yeah.
And what was the response? Can I see a picture of her? Your phone right here.
Oh.
You guys, I'm going to let you know if she worth all this trouble.
Oh, I thought she blocked me. Hold on, let me see.
Why would she block you? Did y'all have an argument?
Yeah, we kind of had like a disagreement.
Did you go off?
I always go off. Where is her ear
situation? But I get where
you're
coming from because, you know, somebody you're involved with, you expect them to do certain things.
To be at the funeral?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, shit, I'll do anything for anybody I fuck with. You ain't got to ask me. Oh, God. I'll pull up regardless.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. That makes it good.
Okay, she a little hood hot tamale. Mm-hmm.
She said a hood hot tamale.
Literally.
Let me see some else.
Let me see.
She cute, y'all. I don't know if she worth all this trouble. But she... She fine, y'all. They ain't no latest being fine ain't an excuse to be no bitch, but I'm gonna be honest, she fine. Let me see one more. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she loves how to play games. She beautiful, y'all.
She said she beautiful.
I mean, if you could say something to her now, like, at this very moment, what would you say? And it would be, like, the end of everything. It would be the last thing you could ever say to her.
I don't say shit. I ain't got nothing to say to her.
Y'all do it.
Okay,
we're gonna play a quick game. My friends hate this game, but I love it. It's super weird. It's just either or. So you just choose a scenario and why, okay? Jesse, you could either bite the sidewalk and have me kick you in the back of the head, or I could take a hammer and nail an ice pick into your kneecap. So which one would you choose?
I like my teeth. I do me.
Why is that?
I like my teeth. What the fuck?
Okay. Relax.
I'm just saying. I'd go with a limp or something. I just pull a limp off.
Same question.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I paid too much money for my teeth. See my smile?
All right, so Duane, you can either let me drag you for a mile butt naked with my car, and it'll be by a chain around your neck, or you can let me dip one of your legs in acid, like submerge it completely in acid, and then pull it out.
So you rather kill me?
Who says you're gonna die? That's not an option.
I am gonna die.
From which one?
The car.
You think so? Yes. For a mile? Girl, you just a mile. Come on now.
Yeah.
You think you're gonna die?
I'll take the acid.
You'll take the acid. Yeah. Put some earth acid. Leg on fire. Up to your coochie.
No, you still
want to. Which one would you choose?
Dragging by a car.
Oh. I think the dragging by the car is probably the better option.
How you figure that? You can get up and run or something. That
I mean, it's just a mile is not as long of a distance as you guys think it is.
What the fuck is like a mile is?
It's not that long of a distance.
Like 3-4 football fields or some shit. That's a long
distance.
So? Man, that shit is far.
I mean, but 3-4 football fields ain't that long.
What?
If you naked, like, that's gonna go right quick.
Think about one football field. Gonna be you think you can run one football field and not be tired?
I can run a foot and not be tired.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not
the
point.
Fuck you saying?
A car ain't gonna get tired.
Exactly. The acid. Man, just dip my foot in acid. I don't care.
Okay. Would you rather? This is the last one. Me run a cheese grater down your back 25 times, or stick some curling irons in your booty while they on. I'm just gonna stick them in, turn them in 360, pull them out.
I said the boot hole.
You said the boot hole?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Yikes. Which one are you choosing? Look here, I don't want that in my booty hole.
Cheese grater. I'd rather
cheese
be paralyzed for the rest of my life. Then <Jeez. laughs> say somebody stuck on here curling in my
mouth. You can't see that scar.
That's that mental pain right there.
Oh my goodness, that is so funny. Honestly, I don't know. I guess if I had to choose between the biting a curb and the toothpick, I probably would choose the toothpick as well. I probably get drugged by the car, cause to me that's the skin just gonna come off and it'll come back.
You gonna die?
No, you're not.
You got a chain around your neck.
Okay, that's what some gotta be pulling you by the car.
You gonna die?
I don't think so. You think so?
Mm-hmm. I may ask for that like that, but it wasn't a chain.
What was it?
He stepped between the tractor and the truck, and his dad drove him.
Yikes! Where is this?
It was in Florence.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His dad didn't know. Like I don't know what made him step between the tractor and the truck. And the
so what truck. He got stuck on?
He was stuck in between. His dad drove off, and he was drugged on the ground.
Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. He died.
He had no chain around his neck, so you don't know.
And he died?
Yes, he died.
But see, that's the difference. He didn't have no organization in how he was dragged. So he was just, everything was just going different ways. It's going to be a straight line. Clean cut.
Hell no. He'll be bumping around everywhere and shit.
What's the speed limit?
Yeah.
Quick as possible. If you put that pedal to the metal, I want this to be over soon.
Hey, my shit's slow.
Oh my goodness. If you could say one thing, and we're going to end with this. Sleeping. But if you could go back and say one thing to your high school self, like, to give them advice, what would it be?
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart.
Yeah. Okay. I won't be in Alabama right now.
What was your heart?
Somewhere out of seat, like across states. I wanted to go do abroad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about you?
Just do what the fuck scare you, I guess.
What don't scares hold you that you didn't do?
Just like take full grasp of my abilities, everything that I could do. Just realizing shit too late.
Honestly, the only thing that I would tell my high school self is don't fucking go to college eating all that motherfucking food. Like, I gained so much fucking weight when I was in college. A lot of it was relationship weight because I did get in a relationship and was all about that person, so I didn't really go out a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But I definitely would just tell myself not to eat so much because, yeah. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It has been another great episode of DD's Daily Dose, and we're going to leave y'all with a little money back, y'all. Texas out of phone, she get me out of she get me cut me how she sick of dude. I tell her how my bitch tripping. She like he won't let her out the house and she try and get with old square ass nigga. Always cur ass nigga. You the type to beat her up and pull her ass nigga. I'm the type to smash on and pull her ass nigga. After we done, I get it fit, cause I'm a fur ass nigga. Real talk, man. Snap, you know what I'm saying? We can't, you know what I'm saying? Don't even hit the line no more. You good? She don't know my mother. She don't know my mom. She fuck with my brother. She fuck with my brother. We just be linking up and fuck. What else? We keep it gutter. We keep it trap. We fuck with no rubber. Fuck with no concrete. We on top of covers. She got a nigga and I got a bitch. We don't tell on each other. We don't tell on each other. Now we ain't together. Now we ain't a couple. Don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. No. She call my phone like she my main bitch. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. No. Leave her when you ain't gonna pull up on me. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. All right, so we're back. We actually went to get some pizza and some wine, but we forgot the wine. But I think we've had our fill. You want to hear Jesse?
Yeah, I'm definitely here.
You want to hear Brittany?
I'm good.
All right. So now I definitely walked in on the tail end of a conversation, and the topic was eating booty. So, Jesse, do you eat butt?
I'm not really a butt connoisseur, but I don't know, it just depends on the situation. If my partner want their butt ache, then who am I to say no?
You're also one of the people who is okay with having friends with benefits, so if it was just one of your little casual friends,
oh no, hell no.
So
it'll be somebody that I'll ride your fuck with.
So what's the criteria to get their butt ate by you?
Just seem like, well, be clean. Not even seem like you're clean, but be clean.
So you don't have to know him well in the van. It just gotta be clean.
We gotta, can I finish?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And we gotta know each other real well. Like, I gotta know that your hygiene up the par. And that I ride your fuck with you. I gotta ride you like you to even want to consider doing some shit like that.
Would you let somebody eat your butt?
Hell no, what the fuck?
Why?
That's nasty.
But then nasty the other way around.
Nah, because I know women go make sure they shit ain't got no hair on that hoe. All that type of other shit. Feminine shit.
You think people really go through those steps too?
If you don't get
You paying for waxes?
Oh God, I'll pay for a wax if that's the case.
Come on, Mom.
Hmm.
Huh? Okay. Brittany, have you paid your butt ache before?
No.
Really? I am shocked and shook.
I can't. My butt ache before.
Is that something that you looking forward to? Or?
Uh-huh. I heard it felt good, girl.
I do. It's weird at first because you're like, oh, what's this? What's going on? Then you just kind of accept it. Like, all right. Mm-hmm. Would you eat butt? Would you eat
guys
butt? She looked at you like, what the fuck?
Damn, you wouldn't?
Boo-boo come from that.
I definitely feel you. I mean, if they clean it, it's not supposed to be.
A nigga.
Yeah, niggas don't clean that shit.
You don't clean your butt?
I clean my shit well. But
I know other niggas, I know a plethora of niggas don't clean that shit well.
That is so funny. I think guys don't think that it's okay to clean your butt often. Yeah, I think that they think that it's not cool or that it's a shot at your manhood if you clean your butt often.
Yeah. So how about the little thumb up the booty that they do is be doing? Like an end thing, I guess, and dudes want to have a little dong up their ass. So, have you ever had that done to you?
How long done to me?
Yes.
Hell no, well, I did it to somebody. I did it to somebody.
Are you opposed to that?
Yeah, I'm opposed. You don't supposed to even play around back there.
Not even a little.
No, none of that shit. If you even fuck around like that, you gotta go.
Really?
I feel like you just disrespecting me.
If I just.
Yeah, anything. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Even if I make
you can look at it too hard, don't be mad.
What about you? Have you ever put your finger up somebody's butt? Really?
She said,
"I haven't." I think that's gross.
Did you was like, "Really?"
I'm like
you did about four times.
I analyze everything, so I just be smelling my hand all day, like even afterwards. So I just
gotta wash that.
I'm not opposed to it though. Like,
now
you got the pink eye.
Definitely got pink eye. You definitely got pink eyes.
I'm not gonna lie, like when I get married, if my husband like on my finger his butt.
If your husband want a finger up his ass, you need to
check
his ass.
Think about it.
Check his phone or something.
But I heard it's check like his phone for it.
Yes.
You ain't even fuck with that shit.
Yes. That's
like the sun don't even see that shit, so I know ain't nobody even fuck with that shit.
That's where you would get the most pleasure. Allegedly.
Allegedly, I don't know. There's a lot of alleged shit. Bill Cosby shit alleged, but the shit ain't no telling what the fuck is going on.
It's found guilty.
By a bunch of white people, though.
Oh, we're not finna do this. We're not finna do this. So, what for you is like I'm never doing that? What in the bedroom? What for you, Juwan? What for you is I'm never doing that? I don't care how hard life gets or who I'm in love with, I'm never doing that.
Licking booty.
Licking booty?
Yeah.
Outside of licking booty.
Second toes?
You missing out, girl. Not second, I'm getting them sucked.
Okay, I get my toes sucked. I ain't gonna suck my toes.
There's no better feeling in the world. You not sucking on toes?
I'm sucking on toes.
Okay. What about you? What for you is an absolute, outside of the booty play, what is an absolute, like, no-no?
I don't know.
You ain't tried it all.
Yeah, you ain't got no off limits besides the ass.
You have no off limits?
Besides the
ass.
You
suck toes?
Yeah, I suck some toes.
Really?
Yeah. What the fuck you smiling at me like that for?
I know. Oh my goodness, you guys, we'll be right back after this. Turn back to a little too tame. Was that when Shaka got swung on by Tip? I'm like, oh shit, we gon' tear up this bitch. Pull out a stick when you put up your fist. I'm like, these niggas done fucked up my fit. Funny how heaven and hell coexist. Funny how life can put you in the mix. I sold the pounds and go hustle the bricks. I booked studio with the trap money. LeWayne used to come get the bags from me. You still asking niggas for gas money. I look at these rappers like crash dummies. I look at these bitches that fuck with these rappers like, bitch, you just fuck with my last homie. Keisha can come get the last from me. Heaven can come get the last from me. Harmony can come get the last from me. Halo can come.
come get the last from it. Mama, I hit the trap today, I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yo, I hit the trap today, I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yo, I hit the trap today, I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, tell her let go have a bite. Tell her let go have a bite. Yo, I hit the trap today, I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, I hit the trap today, I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, I hit the trap today, I'm gonna hit the club tonight. Yeah, treat every night like it's Saturday night, like it's Saturday night. Yo.
So we're back, and I have a question for both of our great participants before we play a quick game. But so the question is, if you can go back and change one thing about your past, what would it be and why? So, Brittany, we're going to start with you. What would it be?
Nothing. Because everything I've been through and everything I've experienced made me the person I am today, so... It's pretty funny because me and my friend was talking about it today.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me the same question. And I was just like, yeah, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
What about you, Jesse?
Shit. I don't know. It's a lot.
Pick one.
Probably like trusting people I wasn't supposed to trust. Put myself in situations I wasn't supposed to put myself in. That ain't have shit to do with me.
Fine for people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate?
Just, I don't know. Like, falling in love with people I wasn't supposed to fall in love with.
What happened?
It just was, I don't know. It just wasn't reciprocated.
Did you get your heart broken?
I wouldn't say that. It just was a bad experience. This shit was an eye opener.
Was this recent?
Well, that shit probably like a year ago. That's recent.
That's pretty recent.
A year?
Yeah.
That shit seemed like a long time. This seemed like yesterday.
So, you fell in love with this person, and how did you know, like, that they weren't on the same page as you?
I mean, shit, it just, you do shit for them, and that shit go unappreciated and shit. Like, you drive miles for them and buy them shit and all type of shit. They just don't appreciate that shit.
What was the wake-up call for you?
Probably her not coming to my father's funeral.
That recent? That was the wake-up call?
Yeah. Like, my heart big as fuck on God. Like, you can do a whole bunch of shit to me and I'll forget your ass.
Were y'all, like, still dating when your father died?
Sleep. We was talking. Well, working on trying to get back together, but whatever.
And you asked her to come and she didn't?
I didn't even ask her to come. But she knew, though.
I mean, that's kind of a sticky situation. Because to me, if I'm not asked personally, mm-hmm. then I'm going to take it as this is something that you kind of want me out of, so to speak. Like, to be there for you in that moment and while mm-hmm. you're going through the situation. But if you don't ask me to come to the funeral with you, I mean, I don't know. I probably would have asked if you wanted me to come. Mm. But I don't know. It's hard because you didn't ask.
But it's like
so.
Other girls that I like slept on came. But I chose you and you didn't come. Over all them girls.
How she know you chose her?
I mean, shit. I spend most of my time with her, shit. All the time that I could spend with her. Opposed to, I could have been doing other shit.
So you think the time that you devoted to her was your way of letting her know that you chose her versus actually saying it?
Shit, more than time. Should I say it too, though?
What you said? You told her you love her?
Yeah.
She said it back?
Yeah.
She probably love you.
I doubt it.
You doubt it? You think she was saying it to pacify you?
Not necessarily. Just to say it, just to... Well, yeah, you can say that.
So, are you guys still talking now?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Really?
All my exes talk to me. You the only ex that talk to me.
But That was recent, though. That was like 2-3 months ago.
You know what I'm saying?
So did you kind of like let her know that you didn't appreciate her not coming?
Yeah.
And what was the response? Can I see a picture of her? Your phone right here.
Oh.
You guys, I'm going to let you know if she worth all this trouble.
Oh, I thought she blocked me too. Hold on. Let me see.
Why would she block you? Did y'all have a, y'all had an argument?
Yeah, we kind of had like a disagreement.
Did you go off?
I always go off. Every single time.
But I get where he's coming from because, you know, somebody you're involved with, you expect them to do certain things.
To be at the funeral?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, shit, I'll do anything for anybody I fuck with. You ain't got to ask me. I'll pull up regardless.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. That makes you get home.
Okay, she a little hood hot tamale.
Mm-hmm. She said a hood hot tamale.
Literally.
Let me see some else.
Let me see.
She cute, y'all. Yeah, she, I don't know if she worth all this trouble. But she... Oh, she fine. Mm-hmm. She fine, y'all.
She fine.
She fine. Yeah. They ain't no latest being fine ain't an excuse to be no bitch, but I'm gonna be honest, she fine. Let me see one more. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she loves how to play games. She beautiful, y'all.
She said she beautiful.
I mean, if you could say something to her now, like, at this very moment, what would you say? And it would be, like, the end of everything. It would be the last thing you could ever say to her.
I don't say shit. I ain't got nothing to say to her.
Did y'all do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's one of
the
ass you licked. Those ass you licked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're going to play a quick game. My friends hate this game, but I love it. It's super weird. It's just either or. So you just choose a scenario and why, okay? Jesse, you could either bite the sidewalk and have me kick you in the back of the head, or I could take a hammer and nail an ice pick into your kneecap. So which one would you choose?
I like my teeth. I do knee.
Why is that?
I like my teeth. What the fuck?
Okay. Relax.
I'm just saying. I'd go with a limp or something. I just pull a limp off.
Same question.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I pay too much money for my teeth. See my
smile? All right. So, Juwan, you can either let me drag you for a mile butt naked with my car, and it'll be by a chain around your neck. Or you can let me dip one of your legs in acid, like submerge it completely in acid and then pull it out.
So you rather kill me?
Who says you're gonna die? That's not an option.
I am gonna die.
From which one?
The car.
You think so? Yes. For a mile? Girl, you just a mile. Come on now.
Yeah.
You think you're gonna die?
Mm-hmm. I'll take the acid.
You'll take the acid? Yeah. Submerge the acid.
Mm-hmm.
Leg on fire. Up to your coochie. Jesse, which one would you choose?
Dragging out of car.
Oh. I think the dragging out of car is probably the better option.
How you figure that? You can get up and run or something. That
I mean, it's just a mile is not as long of a distance as you guys
what
think
the fuck
it is.
It's like a mile is.
It's not that long of a distance.
Like 3-4 football fields or something. That's a long
distance. So?
Man, that shit is far.
I mean, but 3-4 football fields
ain't
that long.
What?
If you naked, like. That's gonna go right quick.
Think about one football
you're
field.
Gonna be
you think you can run one football field and not be tired?
I can't about run a foot and three, not bro. Be tired.
Know what I'm
but
saying?
That's
what
not
the
point. A car ain't gonna get tired.
Exactly. The acid. Man, just dip my foot in acid. I don't care.
Okay. Would you rather, this is the last one, me run a cheese grater down your back 25 times or stick some curling irons in your booty? Why they I'm just gonna stick them in, turn them in 360, pull them out.
I take the boot hole.
You take the boot hole?
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Yikes. Which one are you choosing? Look here, I don't want that in my booty hole.
Cheese grater. I'd rather
cheese
be paralyzed for the rest of my life. Then <Jeez. laughs> say somebody stuck on here curl eyes.
You can't see that scar, but
that's that mental pain right there.
Oh my goodness. goodness, that is so funny. Honestly, I don't know. I guess if I had to choose between the buying a curb and the toothpick, I probably would choose the toothpick as well. I probably get drugged by the car, cause to me that's the skin just gonna come off and it'll come back.
You gonna die.
No, you're not.
You chain around your neck.
Okay, that's what some gotta be pulling you by the car.
You gonna die.
I don't think so. You think so?
I may have slid out like that, but it wasn't a chain.
What was
it? He stepped between the tractor and the truck. And his dad drove him.
Yikes, where is this?
It was in Florence.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His dad didn't know. Like, he, I don't know what made him step between the tractor and the truck.
So what he got stuck on?
He was stuck in between. His dad drove off and he was drugged on the ground.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And he died.
And he had no chain around his neck, so you don't know.
And he died?
Yes, he died.
But see, that's the difference. He didn't have no organization in how he was dragged. So he was just, everything was just going different ways. It's going to be a straight line. Clean cut.
Hell no. He'll be bumping around everywhere and shit.
What's the speed limit?
Yeah.
Quick as possible. If you can put that pedal to the metal, I want this to be over soon.
Hey, my shit's slow.
Oh my goodness. If you could say one thing, and we're going to end with this. Sleeping. But if you could go back and say one thing to your high school self, like to give them advice, what would it be?
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I won't be in Alabama right now.
What was your heart?
Somewhere out of state, like across states, I wanted to go do abroad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about you?
Just do what the fuck scare you, I guess.
What don't scares hold you that you didn't do?
Just like take full grasp of my abilities. Everything that I could do. Just realizing shit too late.
Honestly, the only thing that I would tell my high school self is don't fucking go to college eating all that motherfucking food. Like, I gained so much fucking weight when I was in college. A lot of it was relationship weight because I did get in a relationship and was all about that person, so I didn't really go out a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But I definitely would just tell myself not to eat so much. Because, whew, yeah. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It has been another great episode of DD's Daily Dose. And we're going to leave y'all with a little money back, y'all. We go battle laws. I don't get no from the rear. I shit know her nigga called sushi wrong. But who I'm out of here? We smashing, we out of here. My calls are right, my texts is out of phone. She get me out of here. She tell me how she sick of dude. I tell her how my bitch tripping. She like, he won't let her out the house. And she try and get with old square ass nigga. Always cur ass nigga. You the type to beat her up and pull her hair ass nigga. I'm the type to smash on and pull her hair ass nigga. After we done, I get it fit cause I'm a fur ass nigga. Real talk, man. Hold up, baby. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? Just thought I hit me through the snap. You know what I'm saying? We can't, you know what I'm saying? Don't even hit the line no more. You good? She don't know my mother. She don't know my mom. She fuck with my brother. She fuck with my brother. We just be linking up and fuck. What else? We keep it gutter. We keep it trap. We fuck with no rubber. We fuck with no concrete on top of covers. She got a nigga and I got a bitch. We don't tell on each other. We don't tell on each other. Now we ain't together. Now we ain't a couple. Don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. No. She call my phone like she my main bitch. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. No. Leave from when you ain't gonna pull up on me. I don't know.